This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Africa. What happened to the Ivory Coast peace process? And an interview with a former New York Times Africa correspondent about his new book. First, though, for decades, the bathhouse has been a fixture of gay culture. Bathhouses are spa-like clubs where men meet to socialize and have sex. Bathhouses were blamed for helping to spread the AIDS virus a generation ago. And now in the Los Angeles area, with nearly a dozen of these bathhouses and sex clubs, people are worried again. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports.
In the quiet, early hours of the morning, the Midtown Spa in LA's industrial district looks almost like your average health club. Oldies music plays in the background as bubbles purr in an unoccupied whirlpool.
We have a swimming pool, a jacuzzi, steam room, sauna.
That's Scott Campbell, who runs the spa. Campbell says at busy times, there can be up to 100 men at this bathhouse, most wearing little more than a towel. Upstairs from the swimming pool are three floors with private rooms that can be rented for up to 8 hours at a time. Many men come here to have sex, Campbell says, but many also come just to socialize.
There's also, for a lot of people who are either closeted or married, it's a place where they can be themselves and interact with other gay people without the threat of people finding out if it's a secret.
There are approximately 80 bathhouses across the country now. There used to be quite a few more, but the outbreak of HIV and AIDS 2 decades ago changed that. William Woods is editor of a book called Gay Bathhouses and Public Health Policy. He says cities have had to be very careful when taking on the controversial issue of regulating commercial sex venues. In 1984, Woods says, San Francisco debated whether to close its bathhouses, sparking massive protests from the gay community. The head of the city's health department received so many death threats that he wore a bulletproof vest for several months.
They finally came to the decision to close them, by which point many of the clubs had already closed themselves, either for lack of business or because even some of the managers thought this was fueling the epidemic.
Here in Los Angeles, bathhouses have remained open. Back in 1986, in an attempt to curb HIV transmission, the county mandated that condoms be worn at bathhouses. But, says Scott Campbell of Midtown Spa, that rule is nearly impossible to enforce.
I don't know how you actually enforce that unless you get a flashlight and go and check what people are doing, and we're not willing to do that.
And in the nearly 20 years that LA's condom rule has been in place, no sex club nor gay bathhouse has been shut down for violating the regulations. But stronger enforcement may soon be on the agenda. Earlier this year, the LA County Board of Supervisors asked the health department to recommend tougher regulations. This move was prompted by a recent study that found of 1,000 men surveyed at commercial sex venues in LA, 11% of them tested HIV positive. That's 7 times the rate among the general population. The study also found that about 36% of those surveyed used drugs such as crystal meth before going to the clubs. And that, says Dr. Peter Kernt, head of LA County Sexually Transmitted Disease Program, can lead to unsafe sex.
What we do know is there's a, you know, consistent number of people that come to that environment that are infected at rates higher than the community, and that there are acute infections in these venues where people very efficiently spread to others.
AIDS activists across the country recognize that HIV infections among gay men are on the rise, but many are concerned about some of the steps LA County is considering, such as removing the doors from private rooms or shutting down the clubs for several hours during the evening. Lee Klesinski is the director of programs at AIDS Project Los Angeles. He says if the county cracks down too hard, that may in fact increase the amount of unsafe sex among gay men.
I think if you have too much regulation of bathhouses, you will have a core group of highly sexually active men who will increase their activity in parks, in restrooms, online, in environments that you have no control over.
Klesinski and other AIDS activists argue that bathhouses shouldn't be viewed as the source of the problem, but rather as a great opportunity to expand testing and HIV prevention work. Because this issue is so controversial, both the health department and the County Board of Supervisors have refused to comment on what kinds of new regulations and enforcement measures they may eventually adopt. Recommendations from the health department are expected this week. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.